His Excellency Dr. Edgar Achapa Tundu, President of the Department of Zambia. His Excellency Most Reverend Franco Karolu, Apostolic Nuncio of Zambia and Malawi. Right Reverend George Mwairu, Bishop of Chipata, President of the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops. My dear Archbishops, Bishop Ndiri, my successor, Honorable City Champion of MB Minister of Home Affairs, Acting Minister of National Guidance, Police Affairs, or Protocols of Service. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I hereby wish you to place my gratitude to God and to Holy Mother Church for having entrusted me to the care of the people of God. This has been part of the Lord for the past 10 years, 6 months, 3 days, 11 hours, 5 minutes. I wish you and most sincerely. It and ever not be on the special delegate, readers, the house and staff, and all the people of God, with whom we work together, personally and otherwise. True, it was not smooth sailing, but we endeavored to build on the foundations of our forefathers, Masieri, Agnosi, Dio, and Mona, to bring the Church of God to its present dimension. We are thinking of our regards which was heavily indebted that time. It asks that we leave behind very much solid, and I thank it heavily for having achieved that. We are about to mention the strategic plan that gave us the vision to review the diocese and gave birth to a lot of inspiration as well as initiatives. And I found the people of God both within the country and outside Zambia their selflessness and graciousness towards the realization of our vision. The various programs and projects we undertook successfully. I want to itemize what we have achieved. That remains for each and every one of us to be known. But in a special way, I wish to thank personally President Dr. Edgar Achapa Tundu in his personal capacity and goodwill towards the many projects of the Diocese which we undertook in the last 4 or 5 years. Thank you, Mr. President. May God graciously bless you. May I hasten to mention that my principal work was to bring the agenda of Christ, restore all things in Christ. That is, to have an environment in which the spiritual and physical needs of the people of God, the Catholic Church of God, were met. It was therefore imperative for me to see to it that everyone grows in the love of Christ and the church. However, there were also bottlenecks in the realization of this agenda, but that is normal. It's not the new normal, but it is normal. For those I may have offended during my course of duty, I sincerely apologize. Also, however, given another chance, I will surely do the same because it was correct. Time has come for me to pass on the cargo of blessings to my successor, the Reverend Dr. Benjamin. My brother Benjamin, I'm wishing you every success and good luck in the Cathedral of London. We say, if you have never been to the Cathedral of London, you haven't been to the Catholic Church of London. We also say, if you have never been to the Pope Belt, Benjamin, then you have it in Kuhani. This is Zambia. Welcome to Zambia. Welcome to the Catholic Church. Kukomba, have a divine time. My dear brother, Bishop Benjamin, love the people of God. Bring you closer to Christ. To the religious, the clergy, and the lay faithful, love your shepherd. I do know that always in every community under secretaries, those who seem to keep so called tradition, we say no, which they do not. Barbeja, which they feed, Brother Benja, tell them, say, they could have to go on before. I will be gone, gone forever. It is now the time of my brother Benja. Let us not refer to any into things like this. I am Ali, he is Benja. I am Banda, born from the Kumbuka and the Chera, then we need to learn back. Fellow Francis, I wish to encourage each and every one of you, especially the great readers and the very beautiful, that you have a good shepherd when you do this. Create an atmosphere favorable enough to move together as a family of God. Your bishop will always be a sign of unity and love amongst you. Isaac Newton once said, we see better because we stand on the shoulders of the giant. Brother Benjamin, may Christ be the judge you always stand on in order to take this great diocese of Londo to greater heights and the fulfillment of God's kingdom. May the Holy Spirit sustain your efforts to see better. May the Almighty God be your anchor and your defense. May Mary, our mother, immaculately conceived, intercede for your